You are listening to the podcast audio novel of the epic fantasy Lion's Last Kill. This is Chapter 3. After about an hour, they had all assembled in the meeting room. Food was brought in, and the atmosphere was informal, but not relaxed. There was a tension in the air, and most of the attendees ignored the food. They knew something serious was going to happen, and they wanted to know what it was. Bosch looked them over. They were a good group of men and women, and together they had been through many things. And over the years he had become good friends with them all. Together, they had transformed this world from one of chaos and poverty into one of stability and prosperity. Now what he would ask of them would not be for their world, it would be for his world. He wondered if they would balk. He was pretty sure they wouldn't. But their allegiance to him could come at a high cost to some. The tension in the air built further, and everyone sensed that it was time to talk. The various conversations quieted, and people took seats. Bosch stood up and simply spoke what was on his mind. "I need to speak to the Oracle." The heads of the guild stared at him silently, shock registering on their faces. Some of the less experienced men in the back of the room gasped. No one spoke. They just waited for him to continue. "My world is in crisis. It is very difficult to explain, but as you all know, I have been working very hard these past months on my new machine. Some of you are familiar with what I am trying to accomplish with it, a melding between the machine art of my world and the screen sculpting of this world. I have only gotten so far with it. Now I'm at a complete standstill, and I don't know where to go next. Only the Oracle can help me to complete it." He sat back down and looked around the room. He wasn't sure if the shock registered on the faces was simply fear or something else. Avram was the first to speak. He cut into the silence quickly as if to ensure that there was no doubt in their course of action. It was a basic enigma of Avram that even though he shied away from crowds, he was really good in the ways of persuading people. By asking the right questions, he guided everyone's thoughts to how the task would be accomplished, and that left no room for anyone to question whether or not they would do it. He pointed a question at Bosch to seal the deal. "Have you formulated a plan of action?" Bosch smiled. "No. This is serious business, and much risk will be placed on some of you." Varga, the Master of Arms and Captain of the Military, was the next to speak. "Over the years, we have been sending forays into the east to map terrain with some success. There are still many blight beasts roaming the forest and the swamp, and the Breck still hold a firm grasp on much of the swamplands and forest east of the river. The control extends all the way to the foothills of Mount Hoch. We have a fair picture of where their strongholds and cave openings to underground lairs are, and we could make an expedition to the south and skirt around their biggest holdings." Bosch's biggest worry was past him, and Varga sent one of his aides off to fetch maps and paper so they could formulate a plan and a timeline. This was quite a significant task he had set for them. The Oracle perched herself on top of Mount Hoch, which meant a week worth of arduous mountain climbing by skilled men, and Mount Hoch lay a week to the east of them through a lot of very treacherous terrain, including forests and swamps, and much of this terrain was controlled, or at least patrolled, by the malformed gray-skinned Breck, who preferred to live in caves buried in the earth, but didn't have much preference for what they ate, which included human flesh. Through the hours of the evening, they worked over plans and suggestions on how they would best get Bosch to the Oracle, and by morning they had the rough outline of a plan. They would start out with a large force, perhaps 100 soldiers, one complete company, and all on horseback. They would make a long journey to the Southlands across the plains of Andover. This part of the journey would be easy, and they should run into no resistance. Then they would turn east and cross the swamplands, cutting through the forest of Might all the way to the foothills of Mount Hoch. Once there, a smaller contingent, perhaps 10 or 12 men, would make the climb on foot up the old path to the top of Hoch, where the Oracle was perched. The remainder of the company would wait for their return at the foot of the mountain, and when they did return back down, they would all come back together to the castle. The whole trip should take 3 weeks. That allowed for 1 week to get there, 1 week on the mountain, and 1 week to return. It was a sound plan, and Bosch had confidence in Varga's ability to lead them through the dangers. But he thought about a quote he once heard, and he asked Babbage to find it. Babbage instantly responded with, "No war plan ever survives past the firing of the first shot." The dangers ahead were something to worry about. The land was populated with many beasts, and the Breck were strong and organized, and they hated humans, always had. And the hatred seemed to be exacerbated over the past few years by the wealth the humans had accumulated and the progress they had made. Any run-ins with Breck would be nasty, and if the whole of the Breck were made aware of their movement through what Breck considered to be their land, the chance of them getting out alive was slim. These things were all things to worry about, but something worse nagged at Bosch. Everything was just too easy. Nobody objected to the mission, and surely there were doubts, but nobody voiced them. He would have preferred a lively argument now before it began. Then he could know where he and they stood. But that everyone held his tongue made him uneasy. It would not do well if these doubts came out during some point of the journey. He shrugged it off, and by mid-morning, Avram and his ranking officers had engrossed themselves in the logistics of the quest, making plans for what supplies they would need, how much, how many people, and all the little details that needed to be tended to. This is one of the things that Bosch always liked about military-minded men. They always spread out every detail as best they could, then went over their list and their plans and spread out the details again. There were lives at stake, and it was very serious business. In the back of a soldier's mind was the fact that one flaw in a plan could bring the whole thing to a standstill, and worse yet, it could mean that people would die. When Varga declared they would need 2 days to get everything ready, they adjourned the meeting, and everyone left to get some sleep. Bosch head off to his quarters. 2 full days, and on the third morning they would depart. 2 full days. This was ample time for him to poke around and talk to the people, get a sense for the politics that had no doubt evolved during his absence over the past few months. Regrettably, it wouldn't give him much time with Petra. He resolved that after he slept, he would visit her first.